This question is for Kyle and Cindy. We'll let Cindy go first this time, maybe. So, some party platforms include making post-secondary education free. Where does your party stand on free post-secondary education, and how would you fund and administer this program?
Well, I would dearly love to see our party platform include a promise for free education. It's not in there, not this time. I've been part of policy resolutions going up through the Liberal Party, which in fact ends up in platforms in the future. What is going on right now is significant help for students, including a doubling of the student grant, some relief on a student interest rate. Part of that plan is, or the platform, if re-elected, there will be a time that you will not be paying interest on your student loan, a two-year grace period, which will help students who have graduated get established. And if you're not making $35,000 a year, you will not be paying back your loan. Those are the sorts of practical things that the platform has and that the government has been doing so far to help students, because we need a highly trained, skilled workforce, and it's very important that we support education at post-secondary level.
Ladies and gentlemen, nothing the government gives you is free. It's taxpayer funded. So, our policy is a small government policy. You heard me talk about the high cost of living. Tuition's high. Universities are large. There's a lot of maintenance. There's a lot of teachers and other overhead that come with it. So we do have an economic plan that's looking to make the cost of living lower, essentially the cost of operating a business lower, and the cost of operating universities lower. That'd be one way. Another way is, with our economic plan looking for more and more jobs in this country, you're going to have people who can hit entry-level jobs at a higher wage because the demand will be higher for people looking for work. We are not going to probably entertain the kind of policies that we're asked about right now here, just due to the fact that the funding has to come from you, ladies and gentlemen, and they're investing in their life just like you invested in your life. There's a lot of business owners that reinvest into their lives. There's a lot of people that buy homes. If we start taxpayer funding everybody's life to get it going, eventually the taxpayer is going to be on the hook for quite a large amount, and we're already somewhere around 44% of our gross income. I don't think we want any more going to the government. Thanks.